السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The women's section in the central media office of حزب التحرير launched an international campaign. Sudan's War, a story of colonialism, betrayal, and deception. The brutal conflict in Sudan between the Sudanese Armed Forces, SAF, led by the de facto ruler of Sudan, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, headed by Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, Hamedti, previously al-Burhan's deputy in the Sovereignty Council, has now entered its third year, claiming the lives of tens of thousands of civilians. Some estimates put the death toll in this senseless war as high as 150,000, with heinous atrocities committed by both sides, including cold-blooded executions, torture, mass rapes, and other sexual crimes against women and girls. Ethnic cleansing has also been reported, with entire communities set ablaze and destroyed, and mass killings in various towns, villages, and displacement camps. UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk stated that, quote, "The horror unfolding in Sudan knows no bounds," end quote. The conflict has also triggered the largest humanitarian crisis globally, with more than 14 million displaced, giving rise to the largest displacement crisis in the world. Additionally, half of the population of 50 million face hunger, with the World Food Program confirming that there is famine in 10 locations, including Zamzam Camp, home to 400,000 displaced persons, and warning that it could spread further, putting millions at risk of starvation, and triggering the, quote, "world's largest hunger crisis," end quote. Both sides have used hunger as a weapon of war by blocking the entry of food into areas held by the other. UNICEF Executive Director Catherine Russell described the humanitarian disaster in Sudan as, quote, "not just a crisis, it is a polycrisis affecting every sector, from health and nutrition to water, education, and protection," end quote. However, the bloodbath and humanitarian catastrophe resulting from this conflict has not received the global attention and international media coverage that it deserves, nor have serious efforts been taken to end the bloodshed. It is a war that has been sidelined, forgotten, and even ignored due to conflicts in other parts of the world, and described as, quote, "an invisible and hidden crisis." Therefore, the women's section in the central media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir have launched a global campaign to bring an international spotlight on the deteriorating humanitarian disaster and horrendous scale of suffering, terror, and indignity afflicting the people of Sudan. The campaign, entitled "Sudan's War, A Story of Colonialism, Betrayal, and Deception," will also address the politics and hidden agendas behind the current conflict, as well as the regional and international states involved in instigating and sponsoring the war for their own selfish political and economic interests, hoping to gain from the rich sources and huge geopolitical importance of Sudan. The campaign will also explain the history of Sudan and the factors, including colonial interventions in the land and the rule by Western implanted dictatorships that laid the foundation for tribal, ethnic, and religious divisions between its people, which triggered the various wars that have ravaged the country for decades, as well as caused the economic failure of the state. And finally, the campaign will highlight how Sudan's political, economic, and social problems, as well as the current conflict, can never be solved by the democratic system that has proven unable to effectively secure the needs of the people in lands across the world, as well as stood idle or even been complicit in various genocides, including Gaza, Kashmir, Myanmar, and Syria. Rather, the countless problems that Sudan and the rest of the Muslim world faces can only be solved under the laws, systems, and institutions of the Khilafah, Caliphate State, which has proven historically its ability to create prosperity, progress, and first-class healthcare and education systems, as well as ensure harmony between those of different tribes, ethnicities, and religious beliefs, to build a successful and stable state. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.